The next several questions will be under marriage, divorce, and remarriage. First question is, what constitutes a marriage? The vows, the completed marriage certificate, or the laws of the land?
Biblically, what constitutes marriage is number one, intent. That's the number one factor in the Bible for determining marriage. Intent. That is, do both parties understand, are both of them deliberately intending to marry? Secondarily, marriage occurs when those two engage in whatever ceremony they understand to be a marriage ceremony. You remember Roots, Alex Haley? When did marriage occur in Roots? Anybody remember? When they jumped over broomstick. When the two of them held hands and approached that broomstick, they were not married. But when they stepped over the broomstick, they were married. In our culture, the last century, it's been, I now pronounce you man and wife. That's when marriage occurs. Now, it's a different question to ask, does God recognize all marriages as being scriptural? That's a different question. For example, in Mark 6:17, John the Baptizer said that Philip had married, or Herod had married his brother Philip's wife. So God recognized that they married. He recognized that the two of them intended to marry each other, and that they went through whatever ceremony brought that to a moment in time where they were married. But he did not recognize the marriage in the sense that he approved of it, that it was a scriptural marriage. But marriage occurs with intent, has nothing to do with the sexual relationship.
In Texas, we have what is called common law marriage. Is common law marriage a marriage in the eyes of God? And then the conditions for common law marriage in Texas are the couple presented themselves as married verbally and cohabitation of 6 or more months.
Now remember that civil law never takes precedence over God's law. Never. So when the two conflict, ignore civil law. So it depends upon what common law marriage is. They say that if two people just live together after a certain period of time, the state will consider them married by virtue of the fact that they just lived together so long. No, they may do that. Legally, they may say that's when we're going to decide that's a marriage, and I guess they can do that, but that doesn't mean God recognizes it. Marriage in God's sight is where those two people view themselves as getting married at some point. There's no person on this earth that if you walked up to and said, are you married? Who couldn't answer that question. In their mind, they know at some point whether they got married, whether they intended to, whether the partner intended to, and whether the two of them engaged in whatever proprieties they both viewed as essential to accomplishing that goal. You understand what I'm saying? So, for example, I don't believe that you could wake up from a drunk and someone say, we're married, and you'd be married in God's sight. It's not something you can do unconsciously or unintentionally or not know it. So in any civilization, they have a point at which that culture views marriage as taking place. And so if a couple who has lived together for... I've known people that lived together for years. You know, the baby boomer generations when a lot of that started. And I've asked people who have lived together for years, are you married? Usually the guy very quickly says, no, we're not married. You know, she kind of goes, no, we're not. So they didn't recognize common law marriage. And that's what God operates on. God operates on what do these two people understand they're doing. And then he gauges that by his will. Have they engaged in marriage in accordance with God's law on the matter? Then that would determine whether the marriage is in fact approved of God, scriptural. If you don't have any questions, if I'm stimulating more questions, jot it down quickly and get ready to pass it in. We'll try to get to it before this is over.
Okay. What ends a marriage? Legal divorce, annulment, separation?
Well, again, the answer is the same. Where the two intend to be divorced, and then the two of them subject themselves to the civil system that dictates when that divorce occurs. So again, just ask any person, you know, are you divorced? Well, I'm in the middle of divorce. Is your divorce final? No. Okay, that's when divorce occurs, when it's final.
Is that your final statement regarding that question?
Maybe I should add a rejoinder. I don't know.
Okay, now we switch over
Let me say one other thing.
Never give them an opportunity to put in another
just
one.
Like with marriage, though, just because two people divorce each other, both of them understand they're divorcing each other, and the law recognizes that they're divorced, God also recognizes they're divorced. But does God approve of that divorce? Now, you see, we've moved into another area. So there's all kinds of marrying and divorcing going on in this country with the approval of the state, but not with the approval of God. I disagree with our brethren who say, well, if they divorce unscripturally, they're still married in God's sight. No, I don't think so. He recognizes they've divorced, but he doesn't approve of it. It's an unscriptural divorce, and God will hold each of them responsible maritally for whatever additional decisions they make. He's going to gauge whether that divorced person is eligible to be remarried, not based upon whether they're still married to their previous mate, but whether they had a right to get out of that correct marriage and enter into this one. That's the issue. That's what determines whether it's adultery.